Hello, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And part of English Digest today is our News Digest. We've got a news story that's going on right now. It's all about a famous basketball player, LeBron James. Maybe you've heard of him. Didn't he play for the Miami Heat and then later the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I'm not sure about the Heat. I don't follow his career. He's not one of my favorite players. But I know he was with Cleveland for a while. And I know the folks in Cleveland really wanted him to bring that trophy home. They didn't win. But now he's over there with the LA Lakers, and I hate them.
Oh, no.
I do. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and I love the Phoenix Suns. So, of course, I hate the Lakers. They're in our division, and they always beat us.
Yes. Oh, no, that's pretty terrible. But the Lakers have had a pretty bad record in the last couple of years.
They have.
So that should make you happy.
It does make me happy.
But LeBron is going to play for them, and maybe he's going to, you know, help them improve a little bit. But in any case, the news isn't so much about the L.A. Lakers as much as it is about what LeBron James is doing in his hometown of Akron, Ohio. LeBron James is opening a new school for at-risk kids. That's what our article is all about today. So let's find out what this is all about. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
The king of basketball, LeBron James, has established a new public school in his hometown of Akron, Ohio, U.S.The school opened on July 30th this year. Called the I Promise School, the facility focuses on helping third and fourth grade students who are at risk of falling behind. The programs at the school not only provide educational support for students, but aim to improve the overall quality of their lives as well. To do this, the school offers after-school programs to keep kids out of trouble. In addition,It's working with the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank to provide food to families in need. What's more, full scholarships to the state's University of Akron will be granted to top students by the LeBron James Family Foundation. As for its long-term goal, the school plans to house 1,000 students from the first to eighth grades by 2022.James used his own background as inspiration to create these opportunities for Akron's youth. While growing up, James missed a lot of school because of his struggles with poverty and homelessness. His goal for the school is to help break the cycle of poverty that afflicts many families in the community where he grew up. The new school could also have a significant impacton literacy and create a number of new jobs. The day before the school's opening, James tweeted excitedly about his hopes for the program. Tomorrow is going to be one of the greatest moments, if not the greatest, of my life, he said. James spoke of his long-held dream of giving Akron's kids everything they need to pursue their ambitions. With the opening of the I Promise School,It looks like that dream is a step closer to becoming a reality.
Okay, let's get to it, everybody. Let's talk about the contents of today's lesson.
Oh, in Tom?
Yes?
I want to correct something.
Sure.
I know in our opening, I said that the Cavaliers had not won a championship with LeBron James. I was wrong. They won in 2016.
Okay.
But for the most part, the Warriors whipped them. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and move along. Go on, Tom.
Yes, we're going to move along. So I guess LeBron James can say he won the NBA championship at least once. And as I said earlier, I think he won with the Miami Heat when he was down there. But that's not all about the championship today. We're talking about this new school for at-risk kids. And that's what LeBron James has opened in his hometown of Akron, Ohio. So if you're an at-risk kid, or if you are at risk, that means, well, your life is kind of unsafe. You're kind of in danger. Perhaps you live in a poor neighborhood or something like that. that, you might get caught up in crime or might be the victim of an accident or something like that. So basically, your life is not safe because of your environment here. So these are kids growing up in poverty, and he's trying to help them out with this new school. Now, the king of basketball, LeBron James, has established a new public school in his hometown of Akron, Ohio, USA. Okay, so I guess he's got this title here or this nickname, the King of Basketball. Okay, so he's been doing quite well and he's set up this school. He's established this school in Akron, Ohio. Ohio, of course, has many cities like Cleveland and Cincinnati and Columbus, but there are some smaller ones like Akron, like Canton, like Toledo, etc. And this is his hometown. This is where he is from. This is where he grew up, and he has established this school there.
It says the school opened on July 30th this year. The school is a public school, but it has a special name. It's called the I Promise School. Because the name of the school starts with an I, a capital I, you're going to change the pronunciation of the to the I Promise School. So that's what it's called. It might be because the kids have to promise to be responsible if they attend, or maybe an I Promise School because, you know, if they go there, it's going to lead to their potential becoming real. Mm-hmm. If you have promise, it's another way of saying someone has potential. Wow, that young violinist over there, I know he's only in sixth grade, but he has a lot of promise. He has a lot of potential. We'll often use those two words interchangeably, so promise and potential. I'm not sure why they named it the I Promise School. You'll have to look that up. But it's a facility or a building that focuses on helping third and fourth grade students who are at risk of falling behind. Mm-hmm. When you talk about a facility, typically it's a building, but it can also include some of the bigger equipment that you have. Maybe you have a gym and lots of good sports facility in your high school, perhaps. That would include maybe the gym, the football field. Those are all facilities. But sometimes, primarily, it refers to buildings, either one building or two, the facilities. Here it's singular, so we're talking about one building. And it focuses not on all kids or all the at-risk kids. They're really focusing on helping kids in the third and fourth grades. So that's what they're really targeting right now with the school. And it says these kids who are being helped are at risk of falling behind. You are at risk of doing something. Notice the gerund, that's the verb plus ing, it follows along. At risk of happening, at risk of doing something, it means they're in danger. They're in kind of a dangerous situation where something bad could happen. You are at risk of falling behind when you're in school and maybe you don't understand everything or you're not doing your homework. And little by little, you find out that you've fallen way behind the rest of the class. You don't understand everything. You're not caught up is another way we could say that. They're at risk of being left in the dust, being left behind.
Indeed. So they're at risk of that. They have that potential or possibility of not catching up with other students who get better grades and eventually end up in university. If these kids fall behind, they may not get into university and they may end up turning to a life of crime or low-paying jobs and things like that. And we certainly don't want that to happen to these kids in Akron, Ohio. Now, the programs at the school not only provide educational support for students, but aim to improve the overall quality of their lives as well. So we've got a couple of things that the programs offer. First of all, they're providing educational support for students to help them with their grades, mm-hmm. maybe providing after-school tutors or things like that. So that's one of their goals, is to provide them the educational support. But also they've got a goal here to improve the overall quality of their lives. So yes, they want to make them smarter, more educated, but also to have a higher quality of life where they live, so they perhaps don't have to live in poverty or don't have to go home to a bad situation there. They have other choices, other things they can get involved with, things like that.
Now, to do this, the school is offering after-school programs to keep kids out of trouble. In the States, most of those elementary schools, they finish up at around 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon. We don't have things called bushiban in America. Most kids who get tutoring come from families with some money. Most families can't afford to pay for tutors. There's a lot of tutoring that goes on here in Taiwan, I know.
Sure.
You guys are focused in on your grades, which is great. But once those kids get out of elementary school, if their parent, maybe they're from a single parent home, most of their parents are still at work at 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's no one to babysit them sometimes. And they can get into trouble. They can start hanging out with gangs and kids who don't always do the right thing or make the right choices. So if you have after-school programs, they're usually programs that are run by charities, by organizations that get money from people who are well off, that have money to donate. And what they do is they set up programs like the Big Sisters of America or Big Brothers of America. These are older people like Tom and I. He could be a big brother to a younger child. That would mean he would meet with them and, you know, do activities with them, be a role model. Those are some of the after-school programs they have. I know YMCA also offers some after-school programs to keep kids out of trouble. They might be athletic programs where they play sports. Maybe they have some artistic programs. Those are the kind of after-school programs we're talking about.
Absolutely. So, of course, schools normally offer after-school programs. Like when I was going to school, of course, you could go out for sports.
Yeah.
You could stay after school and go to track practice or cross country or baseball or football or whatever.
I went to drama.
Drama club sometimes. Yeah. I don't know when they met. I was not a member of the drama club, but band, for example, I was part of the marching band.
Orchestra for me.
Okay, yeah. Orchestra. I did not play the violin. I played a more macho kind of instrument, something
tuba.
For a man, you know, a brass instrument. Violins, those are for wimps.
Did you do saxophone? What did you play?
I did the trumpet. I did the baritone and I did the tuba as well as the drums as well.
Fun.
But in any case, band met early in the morning and not after school. But yes, as Stephanie said, there are some programs offered in addition to the programs that the school offers, such as these programs offered by various charities and things like that. And so that's what the school is doing. They're offering these after school programs to keep them out of trouble, to keep them busy. Maybe it's art class or something like that. Instead of going out and hanging out on street corners with your friends and maybe getting mixed up in trouble and selling drugs or using drugs or joining a gang or something like that, if they stay in school, then they'll probably keep out of trouble. Now, in addition, or also, it's working with the Akron Canton Regional Food Bank to provide food to families in need. So, yes, indeed, we've got the city of Akron and we've also got the city of Canton in Ohio, and they've got this kind of food bank. It's regional. It's that area of the state of Ohio where Canton and Akron are. I guess they're kind of close together here. So it's regional. It's part of that region or area of Ohio, and they have this food bank. You may not know what a food bank is, but a lot of people are too poor to afford to buy food. So people donate food to a food bank, and then the food bank distributes that food to people who need it.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention here, we have several words that talk about an area and how to describe it. Like a neighborhood is small, a district would be bigger. I think a region is actually bigger than a district. So it's a big area of land. And yeah, they have the food bank that helps provide food to families in need. So what's more, full scholarships to the state's University of Akron, that's the name of the university, will be granted or given to top students by the LeBron James Family Foundation. So he's not just opening this public school, he's also giving out scholarships to kids who go on and enroll in university. You have to have pretty good grades to get into a good school. So he's going to add some motivation, encourage these kids to stay in school and graduate and then apply to university and maybe graduate school after that. A scholarship, as you know, is when you're given a sum of money to use, usually to go study further. I had a voice scholarship, which meant when I went to school, they thought I was good enough, maybe showed potential, so they gave me some money, which paid for extra voice lessons and things like that. There are scholastic scholarships, which are for kids with really good grades. There are athletic scholarships. Some kids are more gifted with athletics, and so they would get a chance to use that money to study in school. So scholarships have helped a lot of people over the years. You don't have to be at risk to get a scholarship. No, there are certain scholarships that are just set up to help kids that are from really poor families, poor neighborhoods. But you can get a scholarship if you do really well in your field. So if you're a great basketball player, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, you might get a scholarship.
Yeah, I did not get a scholarship myself, even though I very much deserved one. You know, I've got a massive brain. I'm extremely intelligent.
Of course, Tom.
But I can give you the example of my brother. He got an athletic scholarship to the University of South Dakota.
What sport?
Running. He was a distance runner. He had the school record for the two-mile run, which they don't do anymore.
That's hard.
They switched to the metric system.
Sure.
But in any case here, he didn't like it there, and he transferred to Iowa State, but that's another story. But indeed, they could provide scholarships to these kids, especially to the state's University of Akron, and those scholarships will be given or granted to top students by the LeBron James Family Foundation. He's got lots of money there, lots of money to burn, so he certainly is willing to help out some kids, but they have to earn it. He's not just handing this stuff out. They need to do well in school there. Mm-hmm. And as for its long-term goal, the school plans to house 1,000 students from the first to eighth grades by 2022, or 2022. I guess you can pronounce it either way. That's the long-term goal. Lots of companies or schools have goals. If they're goals that they want to accomplish within a couple of months or within a year or two, those would be short-term goals. But if it's over a longer period, maybe 5 to 10 years, then that would be the school's long-term goal. So they want to house those students, at least 1,000 of them. In other words, they want to provide dormitories for those students to stay in when they attend school, especially if they live far away, if their home is far away from the school.
I wanted to point out, we pronounce the verb house with a Z sound, but if it's a noun and you're talking about someone's house, it's an S. So notice, if it's a verb, we say to house, to house. So they're going to, take care of these kids. They'll have a place to live, a dormitory, or as we like to call them, dorms. I lived in a dorm in university, my first year at least. We're going to take a quick break. There's no Chinese teacher, but you can stay tuned. We'll be back, and we'll try to speak a little more slowly, perhaps, Tom.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson. Again, it's our all English lecture. Hopefully, every word that has come out of my mouth has been in English. If you hear a word in another language, boy, you can certainly complain to me. But in any case, we're trying to speak all in English here, not to rely on Chinese or other languages. But so far, we've been talking about this school that opened this year. It's LeBron James's school, the I Promise School in Akron, Ohio, and it's trying to help out kids who are at risk. And we talked about some various programs they offer, and they're working with the regional food bank there. They're providing scholarships to the University of Akron, and their long-term goal is to provide housing for at least 1,000 students by the year 2022. Now, let's continue now with the next paragraph here. It says, James, LeBron James, used his own background as inspiration to create these opportunities for Akron's youth. So, yes, he grew up there in that part of Ohio, so he's got this background his childhood, so he's got some experiences. He knew kids back then. He worked himself out of the neighborhood and went on to achieve great success. But he's got that experience, and he wants to pass it on to other people. He wants to use his experience as inspiration to create those new opportunities for those at-risk kids.
That's what he did. He used his background and it was inspiration for him. I think most of us understand that inspiration kind of gives you the stimulation or the encouragement you need to do something. That was his inspiration. It says here, while growing up, James missed a lot of school because of his struggles with poverty and homelessness. If you don't have a lot of money, sometimes you'll find some of these families where maybe their parents are on drugs. And it's very difficult. If you're a child, you're not going to wake up in the morning and go, oh, I'm going to get myself dressed and go to school. As a third grader, you're going to go, yay, you know, mom's not telling me to go to school, so I'm just going to play. That's what you're going to do. So a lot of these kids, they end up staying home. And, you know, the police, they try to, you know, encourage the kids to get to class, but there are too many kids, too much work for a policeman. So it says he struggled with poverty. They were very poor and also homelessness. If you're homeless, you don't have a home. And a lot of times you're moving from maybe you have a friend you can stay with a couple nights, or maybe you go to a shelter that the government offers, but they aren't nice places to stay. So he struggled with both poverty and homelessness, which is horrible. His goal for the school is to help break the cycle of poverty. The cycle of anything just means something that continues to go around. It never changes. And the cycle of poverty would mean, for example, if I grew up in a poor family and I wasn't able to get educated and I never was successful, my kids would be poor too, and their kids would be poor, and their kids and their kids and their kids would be poor. So that cycle just continues on. If you break it, it means someone in that family was able to get out of that poverty and become successful and change their life.
Right. And, of course, only one in maybe 1,000 kids get to be an NBA basketball player.
Maybe, I don't even think that many.
Yeah, one in 100,000 or something like that. So, yeah, he was lucky there because he had the talent, he had the skill, he worked on it, and he was able to break that cycle of poverty and, you know, go on to university and get drafted in the NBA and make lots of money there. So he broke the cycle, but unfortunately for most kids living in poor areas, they can't break that cycle. It's very difficult to do so.
You need help, right? You need a role model. You need parents that care. It's hard.
That's what they want to do by providing those scholarships and opportunities and stuff like that. So, of course, this cycle of poverty afflicts many families in that community where he grew up. If you're afflicted with something, that means you suffer from something terrible. You could be afflicted with a terrible disease. In this particular case, the people there in his hometown are afflicted with poverty. And, of course, they remain in that cycle of poverty, and it's hard to break free. Now, the new school could also have a significant impact on literacy and create a number of new jobs. So here, significant just means important, worth noting, worth paying attention to, worthy of your attention. So that's significant. It's something important, something we should recognize. And impact here is a strong influence. Okay, so yes, this school could have this really significant, really profound impact or effect or influence on literacy. And literacy basically is the ability to read. And for people here in Taiwan, I think you all take that for granted. The literacy rate here in Taiwan is pretty much 100%. Everybody pretty much knows how to read.
Yeah.
But that's weird because in the United States, it's not 100%. It's much lower than that. There are surprisingly a lot of people in the USA that simply can't read.
Yeah, a lot of them are in these poor communities. If you don't have parents that care and you're struggling with poverty, a lot of these kids, they get embarrassed. If you fall behind, you don't say anything. And little by little, it becomes more and more difficult. So the new school could have, hopefully, a very significant impact on literacy and create a number of new jobs. We'd love that. Now, the day before the school opened, LeBron James got onto a social media platform called Twitter,
That's a software program. It's actually a platform like Facebook or what are some of the others that people use? Instagram or IG, as you guys call it.
Okay.
And he tweeted excitedly about his hopes for the program. That's the new verb that they've come up with for Twitter. So you can send a message to everybody who follows you, and that's called a tweet. And it can be a noun or a verb. Here it's a verb. So he tweeted and he was excited about his hopes for the program. This is what he said. It's in quotations. It says, tomorrow is going to be one of the greatest moments, if not the greatest, of my life. So one of the greatest means he probably has quite a few really wonderful moments in his life, but this could be the greatest, the biggest. So he had a lot of excitement about his new school opening. I'm not surprised because this is a wonderful way to give back to the community. We often will talk about people who become successful and make a lot of money. How can they turn around and help others from where they came from? And that's what he's doing here. He's helping his community by building the school.
That's exactly right. So he's saying that that's one of the greatest moments of his life, if not the greatest one. And James spoke of his long-held dream of giving Akron's kids everything they need to pursue their ambitions. So, yes, indeed, he is talking about this. It's his long-held dream. It's a dream that he has had for a very long time. He wants to help out those kids from Akron. He wants to give them everything they need, all the opportunities so that they can pursue their ambitions. They can go after what it is they want to do or accomplish in life. Your ambition, of course, is what you want to do. And the adjective is ambitious. I'm very ambitious. I want to get a degree from a great university and get a high-paying job and get a really expensive car and own 5 houses. I'm very ambitious. And so they have ambitions. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a musician. I want to be a music teacher or something like that. Those are some examples of people's ambitions.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something I come across here in Taiwan.
Okay.
And that's kind of a confusion between ambitious and aggressive. They are not the same word. They don't have the same definition. If you call someone aggressive, it's saying that they're willing to, like, you know, push other people aside to accomplish their dreams or to be promoted at work. I've even seen some job ads where someone wants to hire a person and they say they want someone who's aggressive. You don't want someone who's aggressive. Aggressive people are selfish. They don't care about teams. They don't work in teams well. Be careful with that word. You do want someone who's a real proactive person, a go-getter, we'll often say. Someone who's ambitious is not bad. Just because you have your own ambitions doesn't mean you won't help other people around you. But do be careful with that word aggressive. It's a negative word, generally.
Yes, and of course, if you want to get through traffic during rush hour in Taipei, you need to be aggressive.
Oh, dear. I don't know about
that. Not so much ambitious, but in any case.
Not aggressive, no.
But let's finish this up here. It says, with the opening of the I Promise School, it looks like that dream is a step closer to becoming a reality. LeBron James's dream is about to come true. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. And we don't have a Chinese teacher today because they'll speak Chinese. And we're supposed to be speaking English, so we'll just skip the Chinese teacher for today and go directly to our farewell. So thank you so much for joining us. And please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.